From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. authorities identify two assailants who shot and killed 14 people in the state of California in the nation's deadliest mass shooting in 3 years. They say Saeed Farouk, an American man, and Tashfeen Malik, a woman, opened fire in a municipal building hosting a holiday party in San Bernardino on Wednesday. Officials say Farouk was attending the party when he became angry and left, only to return a short time later with Malik and start the shooting rampage that also wounded 17 people. Farouk and Malik, who U.S. media say were married, placed several explosives in the building, but the devices did not detonate. Authorities say the couple returned to their nearby home, but later fled in a vehicle when police found them. The officers later killed the assailants in a gun battle. Authorities are not ruling out terrorism as the couple's motive. A brother-in-law of Saeed Farouk appeared on television to express sadness about the attack.
Very sad that, you know, people lost their life and there's victims out there. I wish speed recovery to them, and again, I am in shock. I have no idea. I have no idea. Why would he do that? Why would he do something like this?
He was speaking at a press conference held by the U.S. Council on American-Islamic Relations, which condemned the shooting. South Africa's Supreme Court has ruled that South African Olympic star athlete Oscar Pistorius is guilty of the 2013 murder of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. In its Thursday ruling, the top court overturned a lower court's verdict that Pistorius was guilty of culpable homicide, a lesser offense than murder. The doubly amputee athlete was released from prison in October. He must now return to the Pretoria High Court for a new sentence. This is VOA. The U.S. military says special forces that are being deployed to combat the Islamic State militant group will have targets in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the U.S. deployment will consist of about 100 troops, including commandos. Officials say their primary mission will be to find and capture key Islamic State militants. British media say the British Air Force has carried out its first air raids on Islamic State targets in Syria. The British Defense Ministry says the raids happened early Thursday, just hours after British lawmakers approved Prime Minister David Cameron's request to launch the operation. British officials say Tornado fighter jets took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, struck Islamic State oil fields in Syria, and returned safely to the base. Britain has been bombing Islamic State targets in Iraq for more than a year, but London had refrained from striking the militants in their Syrian bases until now. Cameron promised lawmakers that he will use more than just military action to fight the group.
I'm absolutely clear that we must pursue a comprehensive strategy that also includes political, diplomatic, and humanitarian action. And I know that the long-term solution in Syria, as in Iraq, must ultimately be a government that represents all of its people, and one that can work with us to defeat the evil organization of ISIL for good.
After 10 hours of debate, British lawmakers approved Cameron's request by a vote of 397 to 223. Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region says it is toughening a crackdown on illegal drugs in response to an investigative report by the Voice of America's Kurdish service. The Kurdistan Regional Government said Wednesday it is strengthening penalties for trading and smuggling pharmaceuticals on the black market. The local government's chief pharmaceutical officer said the move was a direct result of a VOA report broadcast on the Kurd Connection TV program several months ago. That report showed how drug traffickers in the Iraqi Kurdish region sell legal painkillers to smugglers who then transfer them into Iran, where they are modified into illegal narcotics. Switzerland has made new arrests in a corruption scandal surrounding world football's governing body, FIFA. The New York Times says Swiss authorities detained more than a dozen current and former FIFA officials before dawn Thursday at the same Zurich hotel where a first round of arrests took place in May. The report says Switzerland is expected to charge those detained with racketeering, money laundering, and fraud. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.